Radio Gdańsk. English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Saturday, January 27th, 2024. International Court orders Israel to prevent acts of genocide in Gaza. Poland to form Baltic Hydrogen Transport Alliance with Nordic neighbours. And Polish-Taiwanese pair claim victory in Australian Open mixed doubles. Good afternoon. The UN International Court of Justice, the ICJ, has issued a ruling that Israel must take all necessary measures to prevent acts of genocide in the Gaza Strip. The decision comes in response to a request by South Africa for emergency measures against Israel over the Gaza war. The court's ruling, delivered by a vote of 15-2, did not include an order for a ceasefire. The Palestinian Authority welcomed the ruling, stating it as a reminder that no state is above the law. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu criticised the court's decision, declaring Israel's commitment to international law and its right to defend itself. He labelled the genocide accusation against Israel as false and outrageous. Poland is set to strengthen its energy collaboration in the Baltic region through the formation of a hydrogen transport alliance. Gaz System, the national gas transmission system operator in Poland, has announced that it is joining forces with operators from Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania and Germany to commission a preliminary feasibility study for the Nordic-Baltic hydrogen corridor. A consulting company has been tasked with preparing the study within the first half of 2024. The study will determine crucial aspects of the project, including the corridor's route, scope, costs and capacity. In a thrilling finale at the Australian Open, Polish tennis player Jan Zielinski and his Taiwanese partner Su Wei Tsai emerged victorious in the mixed doubles category. Zielinski, the rising Polish tennis star, paired with the experienced Taiwanese player and clinched their first Grand Slam title together at the Australian Open in Melbourne. The duo triumphed in a closely fought final, overcoming Britain's Neil Skupski and American Desiree Kravchik with a score of 6-7, 6-4, 11-9. For 27-year-old Zielinski, this victory marks his first Grand Slam title, a significant milestone in his career. The duo's triumph is not only a personal achievement, but also a historic moment for Polish tennis, marking the first Polish victory in mixed doubles at a Grand Slam event. And finally, victims of the Holocaust were commemorated at the Kinder Transport Monument on the square in front of the main railway station in Gdańsk yesterday. Between 1941 and 1945, Germany and its allies committed genocide against the Jewish nation. The German concentration camp and extermination camp Auschwitz-Birkenau became a symbol of the tragedy. Speaking at the event, the mayor of Gdansk noted, "On the eve of the International Day of Remembrance for the victims of the Holocaust, these stories must be remembered because they still teach that evil does not just happen somewhere far away, but happens on the next street, behind the wall, in the human heart."
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day with sleet showers in a moderate breeze, with temperatures of 4 degrees centigrade, that's 39 degrees Fahrenheit, during the day, and 2 degrees overnight. The rain will clear tomorrow, leaving a cloudy day in light winds and temperatures of 5 degrees during the day and minus 1 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.